Fox Sports 910 and Backspin, the golf show, presented by Ping. Play your best.
It's Backspin, the golf show, presented by Ping. Mike Bauer, Brady Wilson, just to ran you through all his picks. Last segment, the best bets as well. Good week last week for the best bets. Hopefully you have another one, because I already placed a couple wagers just based on your advice, Brady. And then also, of course, Arizona Golf Hall of Famer Bill Huffman. We're holding down the fort today. And Huffy, we get to head out, as we have the last few weeks, head out to Florida. It's our Florida swing with our good friend George McNeely joining us on Backspin the Golf Show. George, how are things at Ponte Verde?
Sellout crowd and capacity parking is filled. Good luck finding a parking spot if you've decided to an impromptu visit to what I'm calling TPC Wyndham Garden.
It'd be quite the trek for somebody here to get there, but you can get there by tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. George, you know, you mentioned Wyndham. Obviously, he hasn't teed off yet, but an impressive showing for him. Long story short, do you think he holds on to this thing? Let's jump to the end of the weekend.
Feeling really strong about his performance. I know he is, and I got to tell you, I wonder, since the tour already has a partnership with Wyndham Hotels, they should change the name to this place. Wyndham Clark blistered the final nine holes at TPC Sawgrass. He racked up four birdies in a row before adding two more, and cards a second consecutive 65 for the four-shot lead heading into moving day. Xander Schauffele and Nick Taylor tied for second at minus 10 at 14 under par overall, the reigning U.S. Open champion and world number five. He tied his career low opening 36-hole performance on the PGA Tour with that 130. I think it's important to underscore that in the 50-year history of the Players, only two players have done better to this point, Jason Day in 2016 and Webb Simpson in 2018, each shooting a 129 through the opening couple of rounds at the Tour's flagship event. The significance here is that this guy is red hot. Let's hear from him, okay?
Yes, I've been breaking some records recently, which is pretty neat. But more than anything, I'm just super excited that kind of had a ho-hum front nine and then turned and really just got into a nice zone and felt really good on the greens and shot an awesome number.
I think it's important to note that tied for fourth, we've got Maverick McNeely and Matthew Fitzpatrick at minus nine. I picked Fitzpatrick to win this tournament, and he is contending only five shots back.
George, you know, you mentioned Matt Fitzpatrick. Did you hear the story of how he fixed his driver problem? And essentially, he had put some additional weights. He was, you know, kind of messing around, added some weights to his irons, added 4 grams to his irons as part of an experiment. He had some success there. And then also, because, you know, hey, that seems to be working, they put the weight into the grip of his driver. And then he forgot that he had extra weight in there, had a rough stretch, and actually he admitted to the fact that they regripped it and they just found the way, like, oh, yeah, there's a weight in there. And, I mean, his quote was, and I almost had a heart attack, and it seems like he's found that driving, and, it, you know, and as everybody who plays golf knows, that driving does set up, you know, it sets up the rest of your bag, even though the weights weren't in the rest of those clubs. That I don't think I've ever heard anything like that, George.
Well, what I can confirm firsthand is that his heart appears to be intact.
That's
so
good.
I wouldn't want the heart attack.
That's good.
But I will tell you that over the last couple of weeks, when I was down in West Palm Beach at the Cognizant and at Bay Hill last week, he's been on the range before and after the round, tinkering and tooling and doing everything he needs to do to find himself back into his top form. And we're sure seeing it this week.
Hey, George, it's Huff. I envy you being down there. It's such a beautiful place. And I enjoyed your photo that you sent me this week of you and your former co-worker, Mike Tirico. Tell us a little bit. Just give me a nugget on that, will you?
Well, Mike, of course, is a Syracuse grad, and I am not. And I was head of public relations for ESPN, NASCAR, IndyCar, World Series of Poker and a variety of other events, including Daytime Sports Center when we launched it live. And when we relaunched with NASCAR in 2007, we had Mike hosting the big races on site. So he and I got to work together. The guy really is a jack of all trades. And I tell you, my kids were blown away by the picture. And I said, you know, it's really nothing. We've been friends for 25 years. And when I saw him during the first-timers press event out on the lawn by the clubhouse, I said, Mike, we got to get a selfie. And we've been doing that for several years. But seeing what he's doing these days on Sunday Night Football and getting ready for the Paris Olympics, I'm really proud of him and glad for him. He's really become, in my opinion, the marquee versatile announcer. I rank him and Kevin Harlan 1-2 in this country. That's my take anyway, and no offense to the others that you might list among your top two.
Have you listened to any of the commentary this week from the players?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let me get your take on Kevin Kisner, okay? Because I'm really interested in this guy. You know, they're looking at him at ABC to be the man. What do you think of Kevin Kisner? How do you like his commentary? Because it is definitely different.
I think he's a fresh voice. I think he strives to be entertaining. I think he's a funny guy. I've met him at a lot of events, and I think he's exceedingly personable. I'm a little bit concerned that we're talking to people and utilizing people who not won major championships. I'm not taking anything away from his, you know, stellar PGA Tour career, but I do kind of like that second chair with the announcer to have won some majors.
Yep, I agree with you totally. And at the same time, I would say that, in my opinion, Smiley Kaufman's the guy, okay? He seems to be the guy who's got the chemistry between the players and stuff. Kisner is a little bit on the edgy side where he likes to, you know, hand out the crap. But Smiley seems to be, well, just the name itself. What can you say?
I think Smiley has the role because obviously he's not playing on tour anymore. He's very good friends with Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. He's part of that, what I'll call modern-day Rat Pack, that vacations together and things like that. I am a little bit concerned that I think NBC Sports is kind of ramming him down our throat. I mean, I know that there was the whole DJ atmosphere at the Waste Management Phoenix cocktail party, but when I start seeing more and more of him on camera than golf shots, I'm concerned that true golf fans are going to feel like it's turning more into an MTV show than a sporting competition.
Yeah, you don't hear anything about who's going to get the job, do you? They seem to be not even thinking about Brandel.
I was in the production truck earlier this week taking a tour of the PGA Tour's new fleet that is making shared resources available to the broadcast partners, and I was talking to Tommy Roy, the longtime lead producer of NBC Sports, and they just don't seem to be in a hurry to make a decision. You remember when Paul Azinger joined the fray and lasted several years, and there was controversy while he was there, just like Johnny Miller before, even though I think Miller was fantastic. I think NBC is maybe a little bit gun-shy. These are my words and my interpretation. I think they really did a knee-jerk approach when they said goodbye to Roger Maltby and Gary Koch last year. I don't think they want to make any more mistakes. They don't seem to be in any rush to establish a lead announcer in the booth.
George, always good to catch up with you, an award-winning multimedia producer and writer. It's tremendous to have you on the program. It's been great having you on the last few weeks as well. For our listeners, where can we track down your tremendous work online?
Well, I appreciate the compliments. We're writing for golf1media.com. We're broadcasting fairly regularly for VOA networks, and you can find a lot of stuff online that we think is adding value to the conversation.
Tremendous. Well, we look forward to the conversation next week with George McNeely of GolfOneMedia.com. Great catching up with you, George. We'll do it again next week. On the other side is Beat the Pro. Hey, this is your chance to get in. You can win a whole bunch of money to Vans Golf Shops. Load up the phones right now, 855-260-9191. That's 855-260-9191. Fill up the phones right now is your chance to get in. You could win potentially a $100 gift card to Vans Golf Shops. All you got to do is pick the winner of next week's Valspar Championship. It's Backspin the Golf Show.